231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, this Wednesday, June 18th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Again, if you want the golf outing, text me golf. If you want the party on Saturday, text me fest, F-E-S-T, and I'll send you the links directly to give you all the information. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. Going to shift gears. We're going to talk about what's going on in Israel's fight with Iran. Again, you have to remember, it was October 7th, a couple of years ago, 2023, while we were at a Constitution class in Elk Rapids, Michigan, Iran-supported groups bombed, killed, and took hostages, raped and murdered Israeli Jews. Folks, this goes all the way back to the Ayatollahs in the 1970s dealing with President Jimmy Carter. When they had a weak president in the United States, Jimmy Carter, they attacked. When they had a weak president in 2023, Joe Biden, they attacked. Well, since then, they got out of the situation of attacking and went to war with Israel with their proxies. Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, all these people attacking not only Israel, but U.S. soldiers in the Middle East. Well, Donald Trump, coming back into office January 20th of this year, began meetings with Bibi Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel. And they began a plan that was announced on April the 12th. Donald Trump, Netanyahu said very clearly, Iran cannot get a nuclear bomb. They've been using their oil sales. All of the embargoes that Trump had in place were removed by Biden. They even sent them cash money to play nice with Iran. What have they done with it? Funded terrorism in the Middle East and began enriching uranium. Now, they claim it's for civilian purposes. They want nuclear power plants for electricity. Not buying it. Donald Trump's not buying it. Nobody's buying it, especially Israel. So, on April 12th, Donald Trump made a statement. After meeting with Netanyahu at the Oval Office in the White House, he got 60 days. We come up with an agreement to prevent you from getting a nuclear bomb, or it's game over. Well, fast forward to June 12th. Israel absolutely attacked Iran. Their nuclear power plant sites, their uranium enrichment sites, military heads of their Iranian guard, taking out their nuclear scientists, military leaders, continuing to bomb them. Been going on for 6 days now. Well, coming back from the G7, Donald Trump said to reporters, Iran cannot get a nuclear bomb, period. Well, there is a weapon that is required to get down into some of these uranium enrichment sites that we have that Israel doesn't. B-2 bomber has the capability of loading up a 30,000-pound bunker buster. It is a satellite-guided missile that's dropped from 30,000 feet, weighing 30,000 pounds. With that kind of weight, with that kind of G-forces, it penetrates down 300 feet, a football field down into the Earth's core, and then detonates. Absolutely blows apart these enrichment locations in Iran. They know where they're at, but Israel doesn't have the military, the weaponry, the planes to do it. One of the people that Donald Trump appointed to be on his cabinet was former governor of Arkansas, former presidential candidate Mike Huckabee. He made him the ambassador to Israel. I believe Mike and his wife Janet are living at our embassy in Jerusalem. Well, this past hour, Mike Huckabee came out with a bold proclamation. In a direct message to President Trump, Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee just broke his silence on this brutal war being waged against our ally in the Middle East, Israel. Dear Mr. President, God spared you in Butler, Pennsylvania, to be the most consequential president in a century, perhaps ever. The decisions on your shoulders, I would not want to be made by anyone else. You have many voices speaking to you, sir. But I hope and pray that there's only one voice that matters. His voice. You appointed me to be your servant in this land, and I'm available for you, but I do not want to try to get in your presence often because I trust your instinct. No president in my lifetime has been in a position like yours. Not since President Truman in 1945. Of course, he's referring to Truman's decision to drop the nuclear bombs in Japan, ending World War II. I don't reach out to you to persuade you. I only reach out to encourage you. I believe you will hear from heaven, and that voice is far more important than mine or anyone else's. You sent me to Israel to be your eyes, ears, and voice, and to make sure our flag flies above our embassy, which as of this morning, it does. Also, I believe my job is to be the last one to leave if it comes down to that. However, Mr. President, I want you to know that I will not abandon this post. Our flag will not come down. Mr. President, you did not seek this moment. This moment has sought you. It is my honor to serve you, and I remain your humble servant. Signed, Israel Ambassador to the United States, Mike Huckabee. Now, you have to understand, Donald Trump is not a war president. He hates wars. But potentially, with what's been happening by Israel's military, taking out their radars, taking out some of their airfields, taking out some of their fighter jets that they have in their army, in their air force, in the Iranian guard. They have crippled the Iranian military. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has instructed U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to start moving assets into the Persian Gulf. The Straits of Hormuz. Providing defense systems to shoot down these ballistic missiles that Iran is firing at Israel. But it's going to come down to a decision very, very soon, folks. Donald Trump will have to make this decision. Do we load up the B-2 bombers with these bunker bombs, having them take off for Iran? If they do, it's going to be about a 12 to 14 hour flight. It's going to require refueling in midair. You don't land a B-2 to fill up the tank. Well, also instructing those pilots to be given those exact coordinates as to where these enrichment centers are buried underground and to drop these bunker busters and destroy Iran's uranium enrichment facilities once and for all. Any scientists, any people in the centers would be killed immediately. What major concerns you have? Radiation fallout. Depending on how deep they are in the Earth's core, depending on the explosion, what ends up into the atmosphere? Could the radiation spread and kill Iranian citizens? Huge, huge decisions and factors that Donald Trump has to take into account. Is it in the best interest of the United States? Is it in the best interest of Israel? Our only real ally in the Middle East. You need to pray for President Trump to make the right decisions. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Just a couple of text messages that you have to understand. People, both sides of the political aisle, as well as within the Republican MAGA movement, are having discussions, opinions about what Donald Trump should do, must do. Well, the bottom line is this. President of the United States right now is facing a major decision. I believe there's a couple of political considerations being taken. But Donald Trump isn't looking at politics. He's looking at what's the right thing to do. First of all, he's term limited out, can never run for president ever again. His term is limited, time is running short. You need support from Republicans. Some of them are saying, Mr. President, with all due respect, you may want to come to Congress and get our blessings before you do anything. Republicans control the House, Republicans control the Senate. Perhaps you should wait. Well, one of the things that you have to consider is the fact that they are, without a doubt, not going to influence the final decision. Would you love to get Congress's blessings? Of course. I don't believe they're going to come out fully authorize the president to do anything. But you would like to at least feel like you're including them in the decision process, although the decision ultimately rests with him and him alone. He is the commander in chief. He's not declaring war. He is doing one specific task that's being asked by Israel. Mr. President, we don't have the B-2s. We don't have the bunker busters bombs. Only the U.S. military has them. If you truly want to help us end this thing once and for all, we need your help. That's ultimately the decision that they're looking at. Now, I got a text message from Pastor Chatfield during this discussion. He says he's been in contact with one of their missionaries in Iran. He's Iranian. He has become a Christian, and he is spreading the gospel in Iran. He said, Matthew our Iranian brother had to flee his city yesterday as it was being bombed really hard by Iran. He moved to a safer area and is absolutely rejoicing in Israel hitting back at Iran. He and other Iranians are praying that the supreme leader, the Ayatollah, falls through this process. The Iranian people are sick and tired of their regime, and they want them gone. Matthew sent a message to Pastor Chatfield, says, "We are continuing to share the gospel of Jesus Christ because we believe this is Iran's only hope." Basically, reaching out to the Iranian people and trying to bring them to Christ. Folks, you have to understand that if they're able to defeat Iran's regime, the Iranian people step up and find a new leader, a new leadership in that country. And if it's based in Christianity, this could be huge historical moment in world history. Flipping Iran to a Christian nation in the Middle East, unheard of. Not even able to compare what accomplishment this would mean, not only for the Iranian people, the Middle East, but the world. Well, it all comes down to Donald Trump's decision. Getting data, information, intelligence from Israeli's army, telling them exactly where these bunker buster bombs need to be delivered, and his decision to do it. Absolutely amazing. Joe from Wolverine, the B-2s are loaded and ready to go. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe that's probably the case. So, again, folks, we need to pray. Absolutely need to pray. And he makes the right decision. Tim Tarjeff just texted me for the link to the festival. Yes, tickets can be purchased the day of. You don't have to buy them online. But I sent you the link for the agenda, when to be there. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories of the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Pray for the president. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
You don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished?